another time.
So we're going to study the Maral in Parshas Noach. The Maral is in Sefer Gvuras Hashem, Perek Yudalet, discussing how the Mitzrayim were punished by being drowned in Yamsuf. And that was, of course, Mida Keneged Mida. They wanted to drown the firstborn, not the firstborn, but all of the Zecharim, the males of all the Jews, every Jewish male. Kibad Davarash Zadu Alehem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns it around, and where they wanted to drown us, Hashem Yisbarach drowned them. Why water? And then in Parshas Noach, where the world is going to be destroyed and all living things are going to be done in, again, by water. And the question is, why by water? So let's see, the Maral is, again, in Gevuras Hashem, second or third paragraph in Perek Yud Dalet, in these editions of the Gevuras Hashem, page Ayin, first column. Ubebreshis Rabba, the Parshas Yikavu Hamayim. Amr Levi, Yikavu Li Hamayim. So Yikavu means to come together, to gather together, but it also comes to mean here to await, Likavot. Like we say, Kave El Hashem, Chazak V'yameitz Libecha. Right? Kave, meaning to have a particular goal in mind and to await a particular event. And Rabbi Levi says that the Torah uses the expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in creating the oceans, uses the expression Yikavu HaMayim, because Mayim has yet a great role to play in the future. Yikavu Li HaMayim, I need water, and I want water to await further orders. Masha ani asid la'asos bahen, the Medrash says. Masha lemelech shebana paltin v'hoshev bahen diyorin ilmim. He has built a palace and he installs a number of deaf, mute individuals. He gives them refuge and he gives them a home in his palace. Ma asu hayimashkimim v'shalim b'shalem hamelech b'remiza u'be'etzba. So these very appreciative subjects of the king would, as best they could, express their fealty and their allegiance to the king. They couldn't express it verbally because they were mute. They were ilmim, but they would do it with gestures, with sign language. Amar HaMelech, the Melech therefore says, Ilu hayu pikchim alachas kama v'kama. So imagine if these all my subjects here could speak, if they would be able to express themselves verbally, what they would say, what praise and accolade they would offer. Hoshev HaMelech behen diyudin pikchim. So the king now moves them out and he brings in those who will live there in these state-provided residences are pikchem. They are able to speak. Amdu v'chziku b'paltin. They take possession of these homes, of this palace. Amru, and then they said, shalanu hi, belongs to us. Ein paltin zeh shel melech. They move themselves in, make themselves comfortable, and claim that it's their own home. What does the king do? Amar HaMelech, tachzer hapaltin l'kemoiz shehoysa. Well, let this go back to the way it was. Let's bring back those people who are appreciative. Let's bring back people who are not able to speak, but at least in some basic way, they'll recognize that I'm the Melech. They won't be kfuyei tov. They won't deny that it is my kindness that's providing them a home. And they'll be thankful and appreciative. That's the story in Parshas Noach. Kach mitchilase shel olam hayashvache shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu olam min hamayim. Water is so early in creation, simple hydrogen and oxygen, and the world, the universe is full of hydrogen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates water, and water, as basic and as simple as it is, it's a building block of life, and therefore, it's so important, and it expresses the praise of the Creator. Diksiv Mikailois Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishbirayam Maho Yoemrim. What is it that water expresses? Adir Bamarom Hashem, the great God who created water. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma Elu She'ein Lehem Chachma Lo Yamirav Lo Yidibur. If water is heralding my creation and my capacity as creator, my greatness as God, the kacho you mekalsen aisi, and water cries out adir b'marim Hashem. So then, certainly, l'kishenivra adam alachas kama v'kama. If I create man, intelligent man who can see and understand and express the praise of God, no doubt, man will bring great honor to me, to the borei olam. Omad dor hamabul umarad. But then the dor hamabul rebels. Dor enosh umarad. Dor haflog umarad by. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if that's the way I'm treated, I make a world and I provide for man, and man doesn't appreciate me and says that man comes first and denies my creation, denies that I'm the creator, denies that I'm God, denies that I exist, denies that it's my world. And so then, Yifnu Elu, let them be done in. Let them be wiped away. Let them be moved out of the world. V'yamdu v'yavo elu, and let me go back to water. Water said, Adir b'marim Hashem. Water, the very beginning of creation, was bespeaking my glory. What do I need man for? If man denies me, I'd rather have a world like it was with water. V'ruach l'kim v'rachefes al p'nei ha'mayim. Let there be water. The water is glorious, and the water actually brings more honor to me than man. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys man, wipes away man with water, and the earth again is flooded and covered with water as it was until the third day of creation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifnu Elu V'yamdu V'yavo'u Elu D'ksiv V'yihyeh Geshem Al Ha'aretz Arba'im Yom V'arba'im Lailu. Ad Kan. Now the Maharal explains, Biru B'zeh Ma'asher Marnu L'mal. This is an explanation of the idea of basic creation is what we call substance, and then it becomes more sophisticated, it takes shape, and then gains purpose. That's what we call form. Chomer is substance. Tzura is form. Man is the ultimate in a functioning, directed, intended form of creation. Biru b'zema shamarun l'malaki mitchilas b'riyasa shal oylam kodim sheyotzar ubara ikir hatzura shehu ha'adam. Before the most important pinnacle of all of creation, before man was created, hayu hamayim asher heim pshutim, you had water, which is very simple. Water, which does not take any particular shape. H2O goes, flows down to just wherever gravity will take it. Ve'ein behem tzura. It does not maintain a particular form or shape. Ve'ein hayu mitzius ha'olam. That's what the world was, covered with water. Ve'ein safik. Ki behem yesh gam kein ma sheheim mayrim al amitas mitzius. So yisbarach. No question, water attests to the Creator who made water, who fashioned water. But note that in the Torah, it never says, and God created water. Why not? Because it's so basic and lacks form. Aflefi miut sirasan, even though it lacks form, mikal makam yesh behem mitzius ma, but it has substance, and it bespeaks the Creator who fashioned water. Vayisim mitzius yesh b'shabach l'mamtzi. Oh, it certainly sings the praise of God. Adir b'morem Hashem, says water. V'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrei es adam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but now let's progress and create more and bring life forms. The highest and greatest of all life forms, man. V'yesh le'ma'ala satzura, the ultimate in a particular image, in tzura. Atzalam alakim. V'hu yiyem mitzius yaisem meira al shevach haberi ha'amiti. V'yiyeh lo yizbarach hakilus. Man will then offer praise and will offer great acclaim to God. it will be kilus hasholem, the true praise of Hashem, min ha'adam, coming forth from man, ashiyesh leitzura, because man has form and image, and that will be the greatest praise of God. Look at the tzuras ha'adam that man is. Look how man appreciates what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, man, the pinnacle of creation. But once man is created, because man is so sophisticated, man has his own ideas, his own notions of what's important. To the very other extreme, Leimar, to say, man is capable of saying, the world is not God's, it doesn't belong to the king, it's mine. And that's because man says, I'm most important. I'm the pinnacle of creation, and I'm the center of the universe. It's all about me, not about God. However, no matter how weak you have only chomer, water, very little tzura, you have the truth of God. It is clear and apparent. Adi b'marim Hashem, aval ha'adam lefi ma'alas tzurasai, hayaraita shehu yeh ikar ha'metzius. Man wants to be the ikar. Man wants to say, I'm most important. You know, it goes so far as to the way the Navi Yecheskel describes it, where in Mitzrayim the Pharaoh said, I am a god. I have created myself. I have created my river. You know, he associates with his river, because the river Nile is the source of life. And says, you know, like the Tanin HaGadol, like the great creature that rises up from the water, I am God. There is no interest in saying that there is a master of the universe and that we function to bring glory to him. No. Man is capable of misunderstanding his own place and saying that it's all about me, it's about man. And this seeking out of glory by man for man's sake blocks any vision that man has of the bigger picture and of the grandeur of the world, which is God's world. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if this is what the great mind and image of man is able to misdirect himself and his children and children's children toward, not only not serving me, but denying me. If man is able to think and conceive of himself as reigning supreme instead of the Melech, as if it's he on top of the world instead of the Melech Malchem Lachim on top of the world, so then Yipanu or Yifnu Elu, then let man be wiped away and let's go back to water. Let's go back to the simplest chomer, the simplest existence of just water. Because at least there, Adir b'marim Hashem, water will not deny the Melech Malchem Lachim that creates that water, the life-giving water. But at least, while it's not going to express it verbally, it's not going to be what man is capable of doing, but the very presence of this water is, in its humble way, not only not rebelling, but actually reflecting the greatness of the Creator. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yifnu Eilu V'yachzeru Hamayim. Let's bring back water. Klaimer, Kidover Zeh Bala Adam Machmas Hatzura. It's all because man is this high image, this intelligent, speaking, thinking being, that he is able to make this mistake and able to rise up against me this way. Yachzeru Eilu Sh'ein Lehem Tzura Shleima. Let this very rudimentary water, basic component of the earth, let water come back, and it will bespeak my creation and be a great praise to Hashem, but not man. Let water wipe away man. Kilo chafetz Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tzura zayis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want this image of man, which is an image of a rebellious, inappreciative, and even sometimes selfishly blinded creature, so that he, man, can't see and won't admit to me, I'd rather have water. Ulefichach, therefore, Tamid Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'abed Rishayim. That's why we see again and again how HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the wicked, Kemay Dar Enosh, Dar HaMabul, Sisra, Uparai, all with Mayim, always by water. Dar Enosh, there was a flood, Mabul, a flood, Sisra's army was washed away in Nachal Kishon with a sudden storm that drowned them, and the few that survived then were pursued and done in. And Paro at Yamsuf by Mayim, by water. Lefisha Mayim Haim Ha'avaras Tsuras HaMetzius. Mayim represents destroying form and going back to the basic building block of what was this earth before creation became more sophisticated, before Tsura, and you had only Chomer. Let's go back to that and then perhaps start again. Havaras Tsuras HaMetzius. Let's take the image and form of what exists and wipe it away and go back to the basics. And what's basics? Mayim, water.
So what was the idea of Tsura being washed by water?
Because, like he's about to say it again, v'kasha yesh chet ba'olam, when there's sin in this world, and it's sin that takes place because man, the higher image of man, the intelligence of man, misleads him and misguides him, and he, man, mistakenly and erroneously denies God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'avir es hatzura, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me wipe away that image of man, that form, the great tzura, that is tzuras Adam, something that is considered wiping away a tzura relative to creation, relative to what was basic in creation, man is sophistication and form. When that form fails, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's go back to the drawing board. Going back to the drawing board in the case of man means going back to water. That's the I hate to use the word symbolism of water being used to destroy Rishayim. Water is used to destroy Rishayim to show that you're supposed to be the pinnacle of creation, and you're supposed to be cognizant of me, beholden to me, serving me, praising me. Instead, you're not, you're rebelling. I wipe you away. I go back to the state of creation before man. Before I said, let there be all kinds of beautiful and sophisticated life forms, there was water. I'm going back to that. When he says here, Havara el Habriya Kamay Hamayim, what he means is that relative to the creation of Tzura, going back to water is what you would call what? Creation redux, perhaps? Going back to water, as opposed to having man live, is what we would call perhaps creation redux.
Creation redux, right. But I'm thinking that since the Torah used the word yamach to actually erase, that it's like actually washing it away.
So that's that the idea of yamach, Rashi seems to say, is because man is made of earth. But like, imagine if you take something made of clay and bombard it with water or soak it in water long enough, the water gets into it, seeps into it, and breaks it apart. That's basically what Hashem said. Let me take man, made of earth and water, and let me dissolve man. Yimach means, I'm going to dissolve man. Man was created by taking water, right? That was the Eid Yale, the cloud and mist that mixed with the clumps of earth to make and form man's body. Now, inundated with water, man is erased. Right? Because man is dissolved, if you will, by all that water. So, in addition to that, here he is saying, that Mayim is a form of the world prior to the creation of more sophisticated forms of life, forms of creation, and by wiping away the Suras HaAdam, Hashem is expressing the Medrash. It's a Medrash is saying that Hashem is expressing, I'd rather be praised by the bodies of water, by Adi Bamarim Hashem, expressed by water, than have the rebelliousness of man cause such wrong and be, so to speak, you know, the desecration of all that I've done by creating this world, by creating this universe. And because wiping away tzura is specifically something done through water, because water is basic substance rather than form, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Noach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bris covenant with Noach to assure him that there will not be a flood ever again, that man will not be destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't bring a mabul again. But couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceivably destroy the world some other way? If Noach is worried that the world's going to be destroyed again because of man's iniquity, so then what good is it for God to say, I won't bring a mabul? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can destroy the earth with sulfur. He can destroy life with fire. What good is it to just promise and make a covenant that says there won't be a mabul? Ella, but no, it's true. It's going to work. There will not be destruction of earth. Shekol inyan havaras ha'olam, havaras hatzura al yedei hamayim. The whole idea of destroying life the way Hashem did then was to destroy the image by bringing the earth back to where it was with mayim prior to the more sophisticated and greater creations. That's what Hashem promises not to do. And that's the point of saying, I won't bring a mabul. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu could destroy the earth a different way, but he wouldn't. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy life will be by bringing it back to the state of Mayim. That he promises by strength of a covenant not to do. It's going to be specifically with water. That's the real threat, because it means Hashem would bring us back to a planet that's prior to and that has all of creation undone. So therefore, the idea of bringing upon the Egyptians what they wanted to bring upon us is not only Mida Keneged Mida, but it's also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promised not to destroy all of mankind and not to destroy the image of man entirely using water, but how about individual nations, armies, generations of Enosh or Paro and Kol Chaylo, Sisra, and the armies of Yavin, those I will do. I will bring water, specifically water, because water represents you, image of man, are incorrect. You in your tzura, you have not done what you have supposed to be doing. You are supposed to be beholden to me, appreciative of me. You're supposed to be praising me. You're supposed to be in service of God. You're supposed to be servants of God, supposed to bring glory to God. Instead, you deny that this is my world, and you claim it to be your own. I would rather that you not exist. I would rather that you not have been created. I bring you destruction through Mayim, which expresses that I am more praised, and I am more recognized and appreciated through my simple water than by you. And that's why water is used to punish these Rishayim. And that's why water was used in the case of the Dor HaMabul.